Lift up your eyes and see the countries, for they are white already to harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today in our Chair of Unity Octave, we pray for the conversion of the English nation. And today is also the feast of the patron saint of Finland, Saint Henry of Uppsala. And he himself was an Englishman. One of his fellow countrymen, Bishop Nicholas Breakspear, was living in Rome and was named a cardinal. And in the year 1151, Cardinal Breakspear was sent as a papal legate to the mission of Scandinavia in Northern Europe. Saint Henry accompanied him in this mission trip, and Cardinal Breakspear consecrated Saint Henry as the Bishop of Uppsala, Sweden. The Gospel of today's Mass, which you have in your leaflets, is quite unique in our church year. In it, our Lord tells his apostles, "Lift up your eyes and see the countries, for they are white already to harvest." For obvious reasons, this gospel was chosen, even though it was snow which was the cause of whiteness way up there in the north. This gospel does not occur in any common or proper mass of a saint or mystery. The only other occasion where it is read, it is in the very long gospel of the Friday of the third week of Lent, where Jesus is tired at Jacob's well in the far away northern land of Samaria, because he has so long sought us, the sinners. And the Samaritan woman heard his message and returned joyfully to repeat that for her northern countrymen. Meanwhile, the disciples begged Jesus that he should eat something to get strength, but Jesus answered that he had arrived here to do the will of God, not that of men. And then he said that the disciples should lift up their eyes and see that the harvest for picking up sinners to the kingdom of God is now arrived. And truly, many in Samaria believed in Jesus, and they were saved, because our Lord had not spared his body, but faithfully continued to preach, to reach as many people and as far away as possible. After becoming a bishop, Saint Henry won the favor of another saint, Saint Eric, King of Sweden. And when Saint Eric started to spread the Catholic Church to another white snowy country, Finland, Saint Henry went with him. The Swedes gained great victories, and many Finns were baptized. Eric sailed back to his kingdom, but Saint Henry remained to continue to harvest everyday new souls for the Church of Christ. But just like in our Lord's time, not all the people were ready to receive this heavenly bread to do the will of God. One of the pagans who did not like the new bishop and the new church killed Saint Henry less than a year after he had arrived to Finland. Saint Henry most likely was canonized already by his old friend and colleague Cardinal Breakspear, who had now become the Pope under the name of Adrian IV. Children, how much we truly should admire these missionaries, Saint Eric and Saint Henry. Like Jesus in the Gospel, they cared nothing about the fatigues and dangers which might be lurking in the strange northern countries. A true follower of Christ, a true missionary, is not afraid of the dangers. He sees only the need of the souls, who are hungry of God's gospel and who are ripe to harvest. People in the world, they work with sweat and pain, and in hope of gaining success, like a farmer with his crops. But their best efforts very often meet with failure, so they are in constant fear and uncertainty. But a missionary, on the contrary, is sure to succeed in the great work of God to which he is called. And how glorious it is to work when one works and fatigues himself with the certainty of success. Even if his work should bear only a very small amount of souls, he is ever more certain of his own sanctity and salvation. How happy the farmer would be if he was equally sure of a good harvest. And children, when you stay faithful in your duties to God and to his church, you are also ready to be collected to heaven after all the hard work your priests and teachers did to you during your early years of planting to the kingdom of God. May God bless you, children, in the name